today I'd like to look at Mordecai Peter Centennial Brown, or as some would say, Three Finger or the Minor, Three Finger Brown. He's actually talked about in The Simpsons. Mr. Burns is putting together a team and he wants Three Finger Brown to be a part of it, and he had to be reminded that Mordecai Brown was dead. But anyways, this man was born October 19th, 1876 in Niceville, Indiana. He died February 14th, 1948 at the age of 71 in Terre Haute, Indiana. He was a switch hitter. He threw right-handed. His major league debut was April 19th, 1903 for the St. Louis Cardinals. And he had his last appearance on September 4th, 1916 for the Chicago Cubs. He had a win-loss record of 239 and 130 for an earned run with an earned revenue average of 2.06. He had 1,375 strikeouts. He was nicknamed Three Finger Brown because he was injured in a farm machinery accident when he was young on the date April 17, 1888. He lost parts of two fingers on his right hand. And in the process of this, he actually gained this colorful nickname. But he turned this handicap into an advantage by learning how to grip a baseball in a way that resulted in this exceptional curveball, which broke radically before reaching the plate. And with that technique, he became one of the most elite players of his era. Well, when I think about that, I think about the whole idea of disabilities and something to remember as we look at the word, that when you talk about disabilities, it's something that in almost every other religion and philosophy, it's looked at just that way, as a disability. Turns out that disability is not karma, as some Eastern religions might tell us. We see Jesus in John 9:1-3, he says, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, it was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. Nor is a disability a curse. Some communities might even teach that. Paul says in his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 16-18, so we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things which are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And that's 2 Corinthians 4. Affliction or disability are not hindrances in God's grace in our lives. It's quite the opposite. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12:7-10, so to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave. For he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So in contrast to the culture of Bible times, the culture in some parts of the world today, and the hidden culture that afflicts our own hearts when we shy away from disabled people, it says in some surveys that 67% of us say we are uncomfortable talking to disabled people. Disabled people are not untouchable. Jesus demonstrated this when a woman with a hemorrhage crept up behind him to touch the hem of his robe. She was healed. And he singled her out for a special honor because of her faith. We see that in Luke 8:43-48. Or when a man with a contagious skin disease broke the law that excluded him from venturing into the city and fell at Jesus' feet, imploring him, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." Jesus' immediate response is to stretch out his hand and touch this man whom the law forbid him to touch, and declared, "I will be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. We see that in Luke 5:11-13. When God chose to incarnate himself in the person of Christ, his attitude toward disabled people was quite revolutionary in his day, and if we're honest, in our day too. In the Bible, disability is not seen as caused by God, even though God is sovereign over it. When Job suffered, it was Satan who caused it, even though God permitted it. In fact, when Job said, "The Lord gave, and the Lord taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord," we told that he didn't sin, but when he conversated with God, God was the one who does this work. God is the one who values him. So in Exodus 4:11, it says, "The Lord said to him, 'Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord?'" So God allows this to happen for his glory and our good. And so even this man is a picture in the early days of baseball to take a disability and use it to win. That should be our perspective. That should be our heart. Let's pray toward that end.